KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, recapping some high school sports from the weekend. On Saturday, Atlantic won all five of their matches. Atlantic Cam, a five-time winner Saturday at the Eddyville-Blakesburg-Fremont tournament. Atlantic Cam defeating Des Moines East 42-34. It was Atlantic Cam over Eddyville-Blakesburg-Fremont 47-33. Atlantic Cam down in Comanche 44-34. Trojans also beat Mediapolis 54-24. And it was Atlantic Cam over Waukee 54-27. Two Atlantic wrestlers won all five of their matches in that meet on Saturday. Cale Roller and Ethan Fullman both swept their matches on the weekend. Also at the West Des Moines Valley meet, it was Clarinda beating Belle Plaine 39-27. Lewis Central, a winner over Clarinda, 51-21. West Des Moines Valley beat Clarinda 66-6. Lewis Central topping Belle Plaine 33-30. And West Des Moines Valley out-wrestled Lewis Central 52-21 in that Saturday action. Also in high school boys basketball from the weekend, it was Denison over OABCIG 66-52. Indianola topping Lewis Central 75-69. Conestoga beat East Mills 74-63. It was Mount Air over Panorama 76-65. Blue Valley Northwest over Trainer 67-40. Urbandale beat Thomas Jefferson 69-40. In girls high school hoops from the weekend, on Saturday from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was St. Albert over Atlantic 56-48. Also locally, Lewis Central beat Indianola 71-55. Denison over OABCIG 49-32. Panorama in overtime over Mount Air 56-53. And Urbandale beat Thomas Jefferson 54-35 in Saturday girls hoops. We have boys basketball tonight for you here on the radio as Chris will have the Atlantic versus Glenwood boys basketball game tonight. That's a 7:30 tip-off. And you can hear all the action right here on the radio. Tonight, Chris Parks will have the action for you. Atlantic versus Glenwood. Again, 7:30. That's in boys high school hoops this evening. Well, the Iowa Hawkeye women cruised to a win at Northwestern on Sunday as Iowa shot 54%, including 64% from three-point range in a 77-51 victory.
It was a really good road win. I told the team, you know, road wins in the Big Ten are really, really special. They're hard to come by. And, you know, we only play Northwestern once this year, so these are such important games because it comes down to if you're tied with them, you know, it just pushes you automatically to that higher seed. So, obviously, shot the ball really well. Right from the start, we shot the ball really well.
That's Iowa coach Lisa Bluter, who talks about their three-point shooting.
And the thing is we didn't shoot a bunch of them. We shot 14 threes. We made 9 of them. But that was why we shot such a good percentage, is we made sure they were good-looking threes. And then we also shot well from the free throw line.
That was Iowa's first Big Ten road win, as the Hawkeyes improved to 2-1 in conference play.
I thought we had great focus getting ready for this game this week. I thought we really prepared hard for Northwestern. We were ready to play well on the road and feel what that feels like. And, you know, again, you know, 24 assists on 29 baskets. I mean, our team shares the ball really, really well.
Monica Cisnano had 21 points and Kathleen Doyle 15 to help lead the Hawkeyes as they improved to 11-3 on the season. In top 25 men's college hoops on Sunday, Michigan State has run its winning streak to 7 games by dominating their arch rival. Cassius Winston scored a career-high 32 points, and the 14th-ranked Spartans improved to 12-3 overall, 4-0 in the Big Ten by whipping number 12 Michigan 87-69. Xavier Tillman fell 1 point short of his career-high with 20 to help Michigan State remain the only Big Ten team without a conference loss. The Spartans were ahead the entire game and led by 13 in the first half before keeping the Wolverines in check. Michigan center John Teske fouled out after scoring 4 of his 15 points in the second half. Brandon Johns matched a career high with 12 points while starting in place of Isaiah Livers, who sat out with a groin injury. The other top 25 men's basketball game had number 20 Dayton knocking off St. Joseph's 80-67 behind Trey Landers' 18 points. 5 different Flyers scored in double figures, including Ryan Meixel with 16 points, as Dayton wins its first game and first time in 10 games at Hawk Hill since January of 2000. In college football news, Michigan wide receiver Nico Collins has announced on social media that he is going to stay in school for his senior season. Collins has 78 receptions for 1,388 yards and 13 touchdowns. Over his 3-year career, he had 37 catches for 729 yards and 7 scores last season for the 17th-ranked Wolverines. Well, there's a bowl game up tonight in college football, the Lending Tree Bowl from Ladd Peebles Stadium in Mobile, Alabama. This evening has Louisiana facing off against Miami of Ohio. That's a 6:30 Central Time kickoff in that contest tonight. That'll be the final bowl game. Well, almost. There's one left. You know which one it is. That's the national championship game coming up 1 week from tonight. Well, the road team went 2-0 in the NFC wildcard playoffs on Sunday. The Seattle Seahawks shut down the Philadelphia Eagles' shorthanded passing attack, and the Minnesota Vikings extended their season by defeating the New Orleans Saints in overtime. Russell Wilson threw a 53-yard touchdown pass to DK Metcalf, and Marshawn Lynch had a rushing score as the Seahawks beat the Eagles 17-9 in Philadelphia. Wilson threw for 325 yards and led the team with 45 yards rushing. Metcalf had 7 catches for 160 yards. The Seahawks had a season-high 7 sacks from 6 players, but the biggest hit was provided by Jadeveon Clowney. He knocked out quarterback Carson Wentz with a helmet-to-helmet hit in Philadelphia's second series. Josh McCown replaced Wentz and was 18 of 24 for 174 yards, but he couldn't get the Eagles into the end zone. The Seahawks now prepare to play the Packers in Green Bay. In New Orleans, the Vikings blew a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter before Kirk Cousins hit tight end Kyle Rudolph for a 4-yard touchdown on the first possession of overtime to give Minnesota a 26-20 victory against the Saints. Dalvin Cook gained 130 yards from scrimmage and scored a pair of touchdowns to put the Vikings ahead 20-10. Cousins finished with 242 yards, highlighted by his 43-yard completion to Adam Thielen that put the ball on the Saints' 2-yard line. Cousins furnished his lone scoring pass of the game 3 plays later to send the Minnesota Vikings to the NFC divisional round against the 49ers in San Francisco. Drew Brees was 26 of 33 for 208 yards, including a 20-yard scoring strike to Taysom Hill that got the Saints within 20-17 with 10:31 left in the fourth quarter. Will Lutz forced overtime by nailing a 49-yard field goal with 2 seconds remaining in regulation. Also in NFL news, the Jason Garrett era is over in Dallas. The Cowboys have announced that Garrett is out as head coach after missing the playoffs with an underachieving team. The Cowboys finished 8-8 in the final year of Garrett's contract, missing the playoffs by 1 game. It's the 4th time Dallas finished 8-8 and missed the postseason under the 53-year-old coach, who was 85-67 at the helm. Garrett had the second longest tenure with the franchise at 9.5 seasons behind Tom Landry's 29 years. Garrett took over when Wade Phillips was fired halfway through the 2010 season. In the NBA on Sunday, the LA Clippers beat New York 135-132, Miami over Portland 122-111, Minnesota beat Cleveland 118-103, Memphis over Phoenix 121-114, the LA Lakers beat Detroit 106-99. In the National Hockey League, Washington over San Jose in overtime 5-4, Tampa Bay beat Carolina 3-1, Florida over Pittsburgh 4-1, Calgary in a shootout over Minnesota 5-4, Chicago beat Detroit 4-2, and Anaheim in a shootout a 5-4 winner over Nashville. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.